was 1993. A church just came through a very rough time and were without a pastor. So they voted as a church to elect their 28-year-old youth director to the office of being pastor. That church and that pastor started off together in the grace of God to build again the church of God after that struggle. And 3 decades later, that church and that pastor are still together, and by the grace of God will continue to build the church of God. In that pastor's office for several years now is a picture frame, and in that frame is included 3 verses of Scripture which are taken from the first Psalm. They read this: Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Blessed or blessed. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the Christian. Blessed is the church. And blessed is the pastor. Blessed simply means happy. Or how happy. How happy is the man that walks in the way of the Lord. How happy is the Christian that avoids ungodly scorners. Blessed, how blessed is the pastor who stands for the word. How blessed is the church who sits faithfully in the house of God. You are blessed according to this chapter right here. If you avoid evil and delight in the Lord, delight in the things of the Lord. It says his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word of God. His pleasure, his sense of purpose, his motivation for life is in the everlasting word of God. That's your purpose. The pastor who sticks to the book and delights in the book is the pastor who is blessed by the Lord. The church that keeps the main thing, and delights in that thing is the church that is blessed by the Lord. The Christian who delights in knowing the way, going the way, and showing the way is the Christian who is blessed by the Lord. But not just every now and again you have to delight in these things or meditate in these things. It says meditate day and night. Day and night. It's your life. It's your life. It's who you are. The Word of God is the primary focus, the final authority, the truth. Day and night, throughout the years. What can be expected of the man, the pastor, the church, the Christian that avoids evil and cleaves to the Word? Well, verse 3 says they will be like a tree. A tree. Solid, steadfast, strong, foundational. A granddaddy oak where grandkids play under the outstretched branches. A tree planted by the rivers of water. The place next to those rivers of water that in God's valley or God's will where the blessings flow to provide life, to provide energy to that tree, to this man, to this Christian, this church that delights in the Lord. And that tree will bring forth fruit. It will bring forth fruit. It's a promise of God. Fruit. Souls, production, life, growth, success. But that fruit might not come immediately. That fruit comes in his season. Sometimes you have to wait for spiritual fruit. But sticking around 30 years, you see more and more of that fruit come to fruition. Amen. I've been around 28 years. Sorry, I have to keep grabbing some tissues.
More than one?
That's what pastor does. He just pulls out a whole handful. That fruit comes in the season, and sometimes you have to wait 30 years to see some of it come to fruition. But oh, how blessed. Blessed. How happy is the pastor, is the church, is the Christian that gets to see the fruit that they produced, or that fruit that they worked for together be produced throughout time. Those videos that we get to see of different guys in ministry, other people who are here today. Or what brother called him, I call him John, Jonathan Dellinger, having an intern there at his church. Fruit. That's fruit. Bible says, that faithful tree shall not wither. God will uphold that tree with His gracious hand. God will continue to bless that man, that Christian, that church that is faithful. And whatsoever he doeth shall, what? Prosper. Prosperous is this man, this Christian, this church that delights in the things of the Lord. Successful in the Lord by going the right way a long time. Over 30 plus years to be exact. 30 years as pastor and about 5 years as the youth director. This church has been blessed. And through this church, this man has been blessed. Along with many other men who are trained right here for the ministry. And much of these blessings were brought on us by the Lord through the faithful leadership of one man that I call Dad. He's not perfect. Sometimes he says things that he probably ought not to say from the pulpit. Or, as he mentioned, sometimes he misses some moments because he's thinking about that sermon. But I think I can safely say blessed. Now I think I can safely say that this church is a blessed church. A foundation that the Lord has built. Except the Lord build the house. It's all about the Lord, but a blessed church. But with those going the right way a long time, there are always those who fall away, as it says in the second half of the chapter, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgments, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Where do you fall in this chapter? Are you the blessed man or the ungodly? This church has had issues. No church is perfect, just like no pastor is perfect, just like no Christian is perfect. We all have our issues. There's no such thing as perfect Christianity. There's been difficult decisions. There's been hurt. There's been trials. With every mountaintop there comes a valley, as Pastor said this morning. But by the grace of God, we keep moving forward. Amen. We keep following the cross. We keep spreading the gospel. Keep supporting missionaries. Keep starting churches. Keep training men for the ministry. Keep serving. Keep plowing the soil. Keep preaching. Keep singing. Keep delighting in the Word. Amen. Meditating in the Word day and night. Day and night. We haven't arrived. We haven't made it. There's still a lot of work to do. But oh, how blessed. Oh, how joyous it is to look back over 30 years and say, look what God has done. Let's stand for prayer.